Misechta Zvachim, Daf Tzadik, 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Peitesim of Beis, and the Mishnah on Daf Peitesim and Aleph stated, Kol Mekudosh Mechaveri, Kodim Mischaveri. We just discussed that the Mishnah stated that Maisa Kodim Loifais, Mepleshu Zevach, Vyesh Poi Kotche Kotchim, Domei Vei Murav. Now our Gemara will continue with the member of Avinu Bashila, and the Gemara will bring a riot to the member of Avinu Bashila from this point of the Mishnah. And let us keep in mind that Bechorim Maisa Kotchim Kalim, and the Issa of Mi'ilah on the Murim of Kotchim Kalim, doesn't apply prior to Zrikas Adam, and our Gemara now begins Amar Avinu Bashila, a Mur Kachim Kalim Shiyatz Lufnei Zrikas Damim Psulim. Even though the Issa Me'ilah doesn't apply to the Emurim of Kachim Kalim prior to Zrika, however, the Psul Yotze does apply to the Emurim of Kachim Kalim prior to Zrikas Adam. And as Rashi states, for Afagav the Inyan Me'ilah Lufnei Zrikas Damim Leikadishi, the Inyan of Psul Biyotze, then Kachim Kachim Nenu, they are considered Kachim Kachim, and if they go out of the Azara, then the Emurim would be Psul. And the Gemara continues with Tanatuna, and from the Lashon of Mishnah, the Meduik, like Ravina Bashila, as the Mishnah stated, Maisa Kodim Leifais, Mepleshu Zevach, Viesh Bei Kotche Kotchim, Dom Vei Murav, and the Gemara explains its Raya, as Bishle Mei Murim, Lesno Beifais, as when the Mishnah stated, Maisa has a Maila over Eifais, as it's a Murim of Kotche Kotchim, certainly that makes sense, as the Murim of Bechor will certainly be considered Kotche Kotchim after Zrikas Adam, as they will be put onto the Mizbeach. However, as we know, the Murim of Chatas Oif will never become Kachi Kachim, as none of the Emurim of the Chatas Oif are placed on the Mizbeach, and the entire Oif belongs to the Kayin. However, the Gemara is bothered, Alodam Mi Isay, that how could our Mishnah state that there's a difference between Bechor and Oif, as only the Dam of Bechor is Kachi Kachim, but the Dam of Oif is not Kachi Kachim, but certainly the Dam of the Oif is placed on the Mizbeach, just like the Dam of the Bechor. Therefore, in order to understand the Mishnah, we must explain Alav Kabash Blon, the Tana mentioned Dam, in order to compare a Emurim of Kidamai. The Tan is trying to teach us that Ma Dam Lufnei Zrika Afi Murim Kodim Zrika, that just like the Dam of a Bechor that's considered Kachi Kachim is referring to the Dam of the Bechor prior to Zrika Sadam, as after Zrika Sadam there's no need for the blood at all. And similarly, when the Mishnah discusses a Murim, we're referring to a Murim prior to Zrika Sadam, the Kakari Luhu Kachi Kachim, and even though it's prior to Zrika Sadam, we still call the Murim of Bechor Kachi Kachim. Certainly, we know that this is not referring to Me'ilah, as certainly the Issa Me'ilah doesn't apply to a Murim Kodim. Therefore, it must be the Tana teaching us that just like the Dam of Bechor prior to Zrikas Adam will be Mifsel B'Yotzei if it goes out of the Azara, and similarly the same thing applies to the Murim of Bechor prior to Zrikas Adam, that if it goes out of the Azara, that the Psul Yotzei would apply to the Murim. This is exactly as Ravina Bashila taught us, and as Rashi states in Dibur Maschil al Adam Mi Yisei, B'loi Havli L'misnei Elevei Murim Kotche Kotchim, Masha Enkein Bo'i. By the fact that the Mishnah mentions Dam, so Hachi Naka Damoi Bahade Mura of Lashminon, the Chiadodi Kachi, Beshosh Zek Kori Kachi Kachim, Kori Gam Zek Kachi Kachim. The Gemara now continues, name Misaele, let us say, for the following Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, we should bring a Raya to Ravina Bashila. There's Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, Benegay of Basa Kachim Kalim, Shiyatzel of Nezvikas Damim, in the scenario where the Basa of Kachim Kalim went out of the Azor prior to Zvikas Damim, and Rabbi Yechon Amakasha, Beichon says that the basa would still be kosher b'achila after Zrikas Damim. However, Rish Lakish on the pasul, Rish Lakish holds that the basa would be pasul as it went out of the Azor prior to Zrikas Adam. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechon on the kosher hail v'seifei latzais, and Rabbi Yechon holds that the basa would be kosher since ultimately after Zrikas Adam, you're allowed to remove the basa out of the Azor. Kachim Kalim could be eaten b'chol ha'ir and could be eaten in an entire Yishlayim, and therefore the psul yotzei doesn't apply even if they Zrikas Adam. However, Rish Lakish on the pasul, Adai Rish Lakish holds that the Psul Yotzei would even apply to the Basa of Kachi Kalim prior to Zrikas Adam. The Maisa prior to Zrikas Adam, it's also to eat the Basa of Kachim Kalim, and therefore the Psul Yotzei would apply. The Gemara will now want to be Medayeg that we see from Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish that they would agree to the dinner of Ravina Bashilo Benegir and Mur Kachim Kalim Shiyosef Fei Zrikas Damim that they would be Pasol, as Ad Kamle Pligi Elo Bebasa, as the only time that we see Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish is only Benegir and Basa, as Rabbi holds that Lemaisa, since it will be Seifei Lattes, therefore the Psul Yotzei doesn't apply to Basa even prior to Zrikas Adam, Al Beir Murim Loi, but even Rabbi Yechon would agree to Rish Lakish that since Emurim are in Seifei Lattes, that the Psul Yotzei would apply to Emurim of Kachim Kalim, Lufnei Zrikas Adam, and this is exactly like Ravina Bashila taught us. However, the Gemara continues that from this member we cannot necessarily bring a Raya that Rabbi Yechon would agree to Ravina Bashila. It's possible that Hu Adin, the Beir Murim Nami Pligi, Rabbi Yechon would even argue on Rish Lakish, but the gay Emurim of Kachim Kalim that were Yetzi Chutzla Hazara prior to Zrikas Hadam, even though Emurim are in Sefer Lotzes, the Meister Rabbi Yechon hold that Emurim of Kachim Kalim are not considered Kachim Kachim prior to Zrikas Hadam, and therefore the Psul Yetzi doesn't apply to Emurim either. And as Rashi points out, that really this would be the same reason for Rabbi Yechon Din that Basel Kachim Kalim would not become Pasul Biyetze prior to Zrikas Hadam, when the Gemara previously stated that Rabbi Yechon stated that it would be Kosher, Hodel Besefi Lotzeis, that is actually the words of the Gemara, as this was the Havmin of the Gemara. But at this point of the Gemara is actually retracting, and the Gemara is stating that Rabbi Yechon's real reason is that since Basel as well as Emurim of Kachim Kalim are not considered Kachim Kachim prior to Zrikas Hadam, therefore the Psul Yotze doesn't apply in either case. And as Rashi at the bottom of the Amud states, behind the parish time of Mishum the Sefer Lotzeis, Hashaskam of Farishle, Velab Milsid Rabbi Yechon he. The Gemara now continues and is bothered that Lachir will be a greater Chiddush to discuss the Din of Emurim to teach us that Rabbi Yechon holds that the Psul Yotze doesn't apply to Emurim Kachim Kalim prior to Zrikas Hadam. And if so, why was Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish Chilip in a Gay of Basik Kachim Kalim? And therefore will be Mashma, the only Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish is only been a Gay of Basar and not been a Gay Emurim. However, the Gemara explains, behind the Kamifigi be Basar, and the reason why the Chilip been a Gay of Basar is the idea of Kachim Reish Lakish that Philip Basar is safe in Lotzeis, Omar Dayan Lahigiz Mane Lotzeis, and they're actually discussing Basar, as this would be a greater Chiddush according to Reish Lakish, as even though after Zrikas Hadam, the Basar of Kachim Kalim can leave Dazara, but even so, the Psul Yotze would still apply prior to Zrikas Hadam. And Ayin Tesis, Behavi Mutzla Flug Beimurim, Laidia Chachachad Hatera, that in a Chenami, we could have stated Machlekes Benegay Emurim, and that would teach us the Chiddush Rabbi Yechon, that even Benegay Emurim, which is not safe with Lotzeis, and even so, the Psul Yotze on a Murim of Kachim Kalim prior to Zrikas Hadam doesn't apply. Gemara now continues, Lemon Ketanoi, that let us say that this Din of Ravina Bashila dependent on the Machlekes Tanoim that we have in the Mishnah Masechtas Milah. As the Mishnah states, Emurim Kachim Kalim Shiyotz Lufnei Zrikas Damim, Rabbi Lezer Ima Imoilim Ben. If the Emurim of Kachim Kalim went out of the Azorah Lufnei Zrikas Hadam, Rabbi Lezer holds that even if one would eventually do Zrikas Hadam, however, since the Emurim were already Pasol, therefore the Zrikas Hadam doesn't affect the Emurim at all, therefore the Issa Me'ilah would not apply to the Emurim even after Zrikas Hadam. And Lemaisa, since we see that the Psul Yotze applied to the Emurim Kaidim Zrikas Hadam, therefore it seems that Rabbi Lezer would hold like Ravina Bashila. We continue on Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph, and Rabbi Lezer continues, Be'in Chayavin Aleim Mishum Pigol Noisiv Atomei, even if a carbon becomes Pigol, the Issa of Pigol would not apply to the Zemurim. Even if one would eat the Zemurim after Zrikas Hadam, then they would not be Chayav Karis. As Rashi explains, Le Kavalu Hach Zrika B'Pigol, therefore V'Havalu K'mish Le Nizrik Aleim Hadam Le Kavu Kol Matirein, and therefore the Issa of Pigol doesn't apply. Rashi continues that the Issa of Noisiv would not apply to the Zemurim either. The Ein Noisa El Basa Roy Lachilo B'Teichs Manoi K'dichsiv B'Yom Ziv Chachem Yachom Machras, only regard to something that's Roy Lachilo, then the Pasuk teaches us by Noisa Adyei Mashlishi B'Ishi Sarif. And similarly, if one would eat these Emurim while they're Tamei, it would not be Chayiv Karis. And as Rashi brings down from Masechtas Menachos, Hanita L'Tarion Chayovin La Mishum Tuma, however She'in Nita L'Tarion Ein Chayovin La Mishum Tuma, and since these Emurim are not Mutter to Tarim, and they're not going to be Mutter to place in the Mizbeach, therefore the Chayiv of Karis for eating them B'Tumas HaGuf would not apply. As Rashi continues, V'Emurim Disrabu L'Tum Mashal Hashem Dumi D'Bas Disrabu D'La'ach Zriku D'Mechayiv Alayu V'Lay L'Fnei Zrika V'Hani Lay Hadalu Zrika. Since these Emurim became Pasul B'Yotzei, therefore the Zrika did not have any effect on these Emurim, therefore the Issa of Tumas HaGuf doesn't apply. And Ayin Taptesis, who brings another explanation as to the reason why In Chayav Mishum Tuma, the Brisa now continues and brings down the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, as Rabbi Kiva Imem Boilim Behen V'Chayav Lay Mishum Pigul Naisiv Tumei, and Rabbi Kiva is Chelik and Rabbi Lezer, and he holds that even though these Emurim were Yotzei prior to Zrikas Hadam, however, once the Kohen performs Zrikas Hadam, then the Issa Me'ilah would apply to these Emurim. And he also argues in Rabbi Lezer, and he states that you'd be Chayav Mishum Pigul Naisiv Tumei. Ultimately, it would seem that Rabbi Kiva argues in Ravina Bashila, he would hold that Kachim Kalim Shiyatzu Lefnei Zrikas Damim would still be Kosher, and the Psul Yotzei would not apply since these Emurim did not become Pasul. Therefore, once the Kohen does Zrikas Hadam, it would affect the Emurim, and the Issa Me'ilah would now apply to these Emurim. And as the Gemara continues and explains, My lab b'dhoda lino pligi, that b'pashas the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, in the scenario where the Emurim Kachar Kalim were Yotzel Fnei Zrikas Damim, and then prior to Zrikas Hadam, they came back into the Azara, b'ha pligi, and this is the basis for machlekes, as the mass of mifsul b'yotzei, as Reb Elezer holds a Kavina Reb Shila, since these Emurim were already puzzled based on the fact that they were Yoytzei Chutz LaZorah prior to Zrikas Adam, and therefore, even though these Emurim came back into the Azorah prior to Zrikas Adam, but the Zrikas Adam were not affected as Emurim, and therefore the Issamila would not apply to these Emurim. However, Umar Sovale Misle Beyotzei, and Reb Akiva would argue on Ravina Reb Shila, and he holds that since these Emurim went out of the Azorah prior to Zrikas Adam, therefore the Psul Yoytzei did not affect the Emurim. Now that these Emurim came back into the Azorah prior to Zrika, and the Kohen does Zrika, and the Zrika would have an effect on these Emurim, and therefore the Issamila would now apply to these Emurim. However, the Gemara continues, Amar Papa, the Papa states, possibly we could say that not only does Rabbi Kiva not agree to Ravina Rab Shela, but even Rabbi Eleza doesn't agree to Ravina Rab Shela. And as Rabbi Papa explains, that certainly if you brought these Emurim back in Dazara, even Rabbi Eleza would agree to Rabbi Kiva, and since they were Yoytzei prior to Zrikas Adam, therefore the Psul Yoytzei did not apply to these Emurim, since these Emurim were in Dazara at the time of Zrika, therefore the Zrika has an effect on the Emurim, the Issamila would now apply to these Emurim. Rabbi Papa explains, and the only machlekes between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Kiva is in a scenario where these Emurim were outside the Azara at the time of Zrikas Adam. And the basis for the machlekes is as follows. As Rabbi Elezer holds, since the Emurim are outside the Azara at the time of Zrika, so therefore Zrika would not be mild for those who are Emurim, and therefore the Issamila does not apply to the Emurim. However, Rabbi Kiva holds that even though the Emurim are outside the Azara at the time of Zrika, but ultimately Zrika still has an effect on the Emurim, and therefore the Issamila would still apply to these Emurim. The Gemara will now continue and ask a question on Rav Papa's explanation. This Gemara will be based on the Gemara in Masechtas Menachos and Daf Mem Zayin and Beis, where we have a similar machlekes between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Kiva, negeir shtei lechem that's brought on Shavuos that went out of the Azara between the time of the Shechita of the Kivsei Atzeres and the time of Zrika of the Kivsei Atzeres. And as Tosfos points out, the Sakka Daitach, the Ein Chiluk Bein Zeh L'Zeh, and right now the Gemara has a Havmina that there should be no chiluk between that Gemara and our Gemara. Therefore, our Gemara asks in Rav Papa, how could it be that Rav Papa would state in the Gein of Machlekes of Rav Elezer and Rav Akiva that B'dahadai Lina Kula Amalei Pligi V'hachah B'disno Avroi Pligi V'Rav Papa Hu Da'oma B'disno Avroi Kula Amalei Pligi and B'dalina L'Gavoi Pligi, that Rav Papa states in Masechtas Menachos that certainly if the Shtei Alechem are actually outside at the time of the Zrikas Adam of the Kivsei Atzeres, even if the Shtei Chavosim were pigol, but all would agree that the Zrikas Adam of the Shtei Chavosim would not affect the Shtei Alechem at all, and the Issa Pigol would not apply to the Shtei Alechem. The only time there's machlekes between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Kiva is only in a scenario where after the Shtei Alechem were taken outside of the Azara prior to Zrika, then the Shtei Alechem were brought back into the Azara prior to Zrika, and Rabbi Elezer holds that the Zrikas Adam would not affect the Shtei Alechem, therefore the Issa Pigol would not apply to the Shtei Alechem. However, Rabbi Kiva holds that the Zrika would actually affect the Shtei Alechem, and therefore the Issa Pigol would apply to the Shtei Alechem. And we see that Rabbi Papa explains the machlekes between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Kiva in the Gemara Masechtas Menachos, punkt faket, from the way they explain the machlekes between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Kiva in our Gemara. The Gemara explains that certainly there is no stira. The only time Rabbi Papa stated that b'disno avrei kule amalei pligi and b'daylinu l'gavei pligi, yohanim mili gabi shtei alechem delav gufi dezivcha. So that was specifically referring to the case of Masechtas Menachos where we're discussing the shtei alechem. Even though the din is that the zrikas hadam of the shtei kvasim is actually what is matter the shtei alechem b'achila, however certainly the shtei alechem is not connected to the actual carbon. Therefore, all would agree that if the shtei alechem is still outside when the zrika is done, then certainly we cannot connect the zrika of the shtei kvasim to the shtei alechem. Therefore, even Rabbi Kiva would agree that the zrika would not affect the shtei alechem, and the issa pigel would not apply to the shtei alechem. However, the Gemara continues, avle murim de gufa de zivchahu b'disno avrei pligi, however b'negeire murim, which is actually a part of the carbon, so certainly there's more of a connection between the murim and the actual behemoth. Therefore, Rav Papa explains that if after the Emurim went outside of the Azara prior to Zrikas Adam, the Emurim came back into the Azara prior to Zrikas Adam, and then the Zrikas Adam was done while the Emurim was in the Azara, then even Rabbi Elezer would agree to Rabbi Kiva that we could connect the Zrika to the Emurim. Therefore, the Issa Me'ila would apply. And as we explained, that both Rabbi Kiva as well as Rabbi Elezer would argue on Ravina Rav Shila, and the only time there's machlekes between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Kiva is only if the Emurim were actually outside during the time that the Kohen did the Zrika, and Rabbi Elezer holds that since the Zrika was done at a time that the Emurim were not inside the Azara, therefore the Zrika cannot affect the Emurim at all, and Rabbi Kiva holds that even though the Emurim are outside the Azara, Zrika could still have an effect on the de murim. Therefore, the isum eil would still apply. And v'chirabim la mishum pigol neisav v'tamei. The Gemara now continues and quotes from our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, "Eifes kaidmum nachais meplei shehim min yedamim." The Gemara now asks, "Adrabba menachis kaidmais that l'chiru menachis should come before eifes shekin yeshnam b'tziba k'biyachid." As we find menachis both by a yachid as well as by a tzibur, and as we know that on Pesach the tzibur brings a milchus ha'imer, and on Shavuos the tzibur brings shtei lechem, we never find a carbon tzibur by eifes. And as Rashi brings down, "Eif ina b'tzibur," the Tanyan, as we learned to the Brisa Maseches Tmura, the pasuk b'negei eifes uses a term v'hikriv, which is a lashon yachid, and we learn out how yachid may be eif, ein tzibur may be an eif. However, the Gemara responds, "Afilu hachi minei damim adifi," that even so, the fact that eifes are minei damim, that is more of a reason that it should come first, and therefore it takes precedence over a carbon mincha. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, as the Mishnah then stated, "Minchas chayte kaidum minchas adaba pneishu balachet," and the Gemara now asks, "Adraba," that maybe we should say punk fakert, that minchas adaba kaidemes, that minchas adaba should take precedence over minchas chayte, shekain tu unes shemen levayna, as when one brings a minchas adaba, then they also bring shemen levayna. Whereas if someone brings a minchas chayte, for example, by the carbon oil of yared for tumas mikdash v'kedashav or shvuas seidus or shvuas shav, they do not bring shemen levayna. However, the Gemara responds, "Afilu hachi minchas chayte habal chet adifer de mechaperes." The fact that the minchas chayte comes on a chet and it's actually mechaper is actually more of a reason that it should take precedence over a minchas nedava. Before we continue, let us point out that although there's a concept of minchas chayte, for example, like the carbon oil of yared, which is bal chet, and as we explained, for example, by tumas mikdash v'kedashav and shvuas seidus and shvuas shav, and as we just saw, there's also a concept of minchas nedava. However, there's also a third category, which is the minchas seita, as it's only coming levaria salvain. We're not certain that the seita actually did an iser, and therefore it's not coming alachet, and it's only coming levaria avain. And based on this point, the Gemara continues, Yibayilu, that we have the following shayla, minchas seita, minchas nedava, izman kredemes. Although in our Mishnah we saw that minchas chayte takes precedence over minchas nedava, but would we say that minchas seita takes precedence over minchas nedava? Or would minchas nedava take precedence over minchas seita? As the Gemara explains, minchas nedava kodbash came to Hashem Malavina. Would we say that minchas nedava takes precedence because the nedava comes with Shem Malavina and a minchas seita doesn't have Shem Malavina? Or Yiduma minchas seita kodbash came bal levara oven? Or would we say that even though a minchas seita is not coming alachet, Lamaisa would bring this carbon in order to be mevara if she did an avera, and therefore it should take precedence over minchas nedava? The Gemara continues and tries to bring a raya from a Mishnah, as Tashma, as we learned in our Mishnah, minchas chayte kodemus leminchas nedava. It's mashma, it's only minchas chayte who the kodemus leminchas nedava ha minchas seita loy, but a minchas seita would not take precedence over minchas nedava, and the order would be minchas chayte, then minchas nedava, and then minchas seita. However, the Gemara responds that's not right from a Mishnah, as miktani mepleishi mechaperes, that this is a Mishnah state that the reason why minchas chayte comes first is because it's actually mechaper. The actual lashon haMishnah was mepleishi ba chetani, that the reason why the minchas chayte takes precedence over minchas nedava is because it comes because of a chet, v'hanami ba'al chet, and a minchas seita also comes because of a potential chet, and therefore when a mishnah stated minchas chayte koydim l'minchas nedava, the term minchas chayte included the mincha of the seita as well. The Gemara continues, Tashma, that let us bring another raya from a brisa, and this brisa is also talking about the precedence of various kabanos. The brisa states, zu koydemus l'zu, shezu ba menachitim v'zu ba menasarin, that this mincha comes before another mincha, as this mincha is brought from wheat, and this mincha is brought from barley. The Gemara wants to bring a raya as my lab minchas adava minchas seita, as it must be that this brisa is referring to a minchas adava that takes precedence over minchas seita, as a minchas adava comes from chitin, and a minchas seita is brought from sairin. However, once again, the Gemara states that this is not a raya, as loy minchas chayta l'minchas seita. This brisa is actually teaching us that a minchas chayta takes precedence over minchas seita, as even though they're both bala chayt, however, a minchas chayta is brought from wheat, whereas a minchas seita is brought from barley. However, the Gemara is bothered that how can you say that this brisa is talking about a minchas chayte and minchas seita, but typically the hav mechaperes v'halav mechaperes? Why would the brisa have to tell us that the reason why minchas chayte takes precedence over minchas seita because zu ba menachitim v'zu ba menaserin? If l'maisa the brisa could have given a very simple explanation, and the brisa could have told us that the reason why minchas chayte takes precedence over minchas seita is because the minchas chayte actually is mechaper, whereas although a minchas seita is ba achet, however the carbon is not coming lechapara, therefore it would seem that this brisa is actually not talking about a minchas chayte and minchas seita. It's actually teaching us that a minchas adava should take precedence over a minchas seita. However, the Gemara continues, "Ve'elamayim minchas adava." If you will actually say that this brisa is actually telling us that a Milchus Adaba takes precedence over Milchus Saita. So we would have the same question as why would the Braisa tell us that the reason why Milchus Adaba takes precedence over Milchus Saita is because Zu Bar Menachitin Vizu Bar Menaserin, typically Zu Tun Hashem Malavaino Vizu Eina Tun Hashem Malavaino. But we could just state that the reason why Milchus Adaba takes precedence over Milchus Saita is because Milchus Adaba is the Tun Hashem Malavaino and Milchus Saita is not Tun Hashem Malavaino. But the Gemara explains, Elachad Bitri Taimi Noket, and the Chari would be able to respond if the Braisa is discussing the precedence of a Milchus Adaba over Milchus Saita. So Ein Chanami could have stated that the reason is the Zu Tun Hashem Malavaino, Vizu Eina Tun Hashem Malavaino. However, certainly there is another reason why the Milchus Adaba should take precedence over the Milchus Saita, Zu Bar Menachitin, Vizu Bar Menaserin. The Maisa, once you'll have to answer this Teretz, Penegei Milchus Adaba and Milchus Saita, we could also explain that this Braisa is specifically teaching us that a Milchus Saita takes precedence over Milchus Saita, and even though the Braisa couldn't give it a reason, Shazu Mechaperes, Vizu Eina Mechaperes, however, the Braisa gives another reason and tells us Zu Bar Menachitin, Vizu Bar Menaserin, and therefore from this Braisa, we cannot bring a riot to our Shaila. Gemara continues and quotes from the next part of the Mishnah, the Chata Sa'if, Koidemus Lo'ilu Sa'if, and some agrees prior to this point that Chata's Behema, Koidemus Lo'ilu Behema. Now Gemara is, Minani Mili, that how do we know that Chata Sa'if is Koidemus Lo'ilu Sa'if? And Ayin Taisa Diba Maskal Minani Mili, Taisa points out that La'il Gabi Dam Chata's Koidemus Dam Ilu Nicha De Bayikra, that certainly at the beginning of our Mishnah, where the Mishnah taught us that Dam Chata's is Koidemus Dam Ilu, certainly even though the Dam Chata's is Baal Chait and it's Baal Chaper, however, Lemaisa, the Gemara still wanted to know a Makar, Mishum de Ikatre Kroi, as we saw that we have two psukim, Chad de Mashma de Chatas Kudemes, Vechad de Mashma de Oilu Kudemes, as we learned in that Paytas. However, Taisa continues and is bothered, Aval Hacha Kosher, Lomali Kro, typically Mishum de Chatas Eif Maratza, the Lacher, why do we need any limud in order to teach us the Chatas Eif takes precedence over an Oilu Saif, if the Chatas Eif is Maratza, and the Oilu Saif is not Maratza? And Taisa explains, Vishemma, Kimin de Lesbach Torah, Loy Mahadi Bohai Taima, that since none of the parts of the Chatas Eif are placed on the Mizbeach, and all goes to a Kayin, whereas the Oilu is Kule Kolol, the one would have a Hamina that the Oilu Sa'if takes precedence over the Chata Sa'if, therefore our Gemara is Minani Mili. The Gemara continues the Tanar Banan, and we learn to the Braisa, and the Gemara will bring a Pasik from Pashas Vayikra, Benegeir the Oilu V'Eireid, as we previously mentioned, that the Korban Oilu V'Eireid is brought to be Mechap on Thomas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, on Shavua Se'edus and Shavua Shav, and this Pasik is actually discussing Oifus that the Oni would bring if he's Oivan Shavua Se'edus or Shmias Kol. The Pasik tells us, Behevi Oisim al Koyin, that he'll bring both birds to the Kayin, Vehikvei says, Shalachatis Rishayna, Umalakis Rashi, Mul Arpoi Velo Yavdel. The Braisa is bothered that why would the Pasik have to tell us, Vehikvei says, Shalachatis Rishayna, and Matha Malema, Imul Lamech, that he carried Chatis Rishayna, as if the Pasik is coming to teach us that a Chatis Sa'if comes before an Oilus Sa'if, that would not be necessary, as a Rekvan Nemar, as two Pasukim later, the Terry tells us, Vesashini Yasa Oilo, Kamishbar, Bechipala Bakayim, Mechatosa, Shechoto, Venisaklai, and therefore the Pasik would not have to tell us that the Chatis comes first, as certainly if the Oilu comes second, then the Chatas comes first. Therefore, the initial Pasuk of Vehikavis Asher Chatas Rushayna is an extra Pasuk. El Zeb Bnei Av, the Chol Chatai, Shei Kadmu Lo Oilu, Yis Habo Yisimoyin. We learn a binyan now from this Pasuk. The Pasuk is teaching us that the reason why the Chatas Sa'if comes before the Oilu Sa'if, because it has a Shem Chatas. Therefore, in all cases where we have a Chatas and Oilu together, then the Chatas takes precedence over the Oilu. As the Braisa continues, Bein Chatas Sa'if Lo Oilu Sa'if, not only does the Chatas Sa'if take precedence over an Oilu Sa'if, in Chatz Behema, Lo Ilus Behema, and similarly, a Chatz Behema would take precedence over an Ilus Behema, but if you do Chatz Sa'if, Lo Ilus Behema, and a Chatz Sa'if would even take precedence over an Ilus Behema. And the Gemara now continues to explain the Braisa as Hilka, Chatz Sa'if, Lo Ilus Sa'if, mean by Esasheni, as the standard din that a Chatz Sa'if takes precedence over an Ilus Sa'if is based on the Pasuk that states Vesasheni Yasa Ila, and Chatz Behema, Lo Ilus Behema, Midrari Rachmana, the Zrikas Adam of a Chatz Behema takes precedence over the Zrikas Adam of the Ilus Behema based on the Limud that we saw on that Pei Tesser and Beis. Keep in mind that as we learned that Pei Tesser and Beis, even though if you did the Shechita of a Korban Chatos and a Korban Oila, and now you have the Dam of both of them in front of you, then the Zrikas HaDam of the Korban Chatos takes precedence over the Korban Oila, but we also saw that the Akhtara of the Korban Oila takes precedence over the Akhtara of the Korban Chatos. Keep in mind that if someone would have two animals which are still alive and Shechita wasn't yet performed, and one is a Korban Chatos and one is a Korban Oila, then certainly the Korban Chatos would take precedence over the Korban Oila. Finally, the Gemara explains, Chatzaif, Lailus Behema, Mizeb Bnei Av. The way that we know that Chatzaif even takes precedence over an Oilus Behema is based on this Binyan Av. Therefore, keep in mind that when Braisa stated that we have a Binyan Av is only teaching us that the Chatzaif takes precedence over an Oilus Behema. But the fact that the Chatzaif takes precedence precedence over an oil's oif is based on the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra that states Veshasheni Yasa Oila. The Gemara continues that we just stated that based on the Binyan Av we learn that Chatz Oif Kodemus L'Oil's Behema. The Gemara will now ask a question from a Braisa. Before we continue, let us point out that although Benegay the carbon oil v'yeri that the pasuk discusses in Parshas Vayikra, Benegay is someone that's oiv on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav or Shvuah Seidish or Shvuah Shav, when Asher will bring a regular carbon chatas of a behema, and if someone is an ani, then they'll bring two oifes, chadal chatas ve'echad oila, and even the oila sa'if is coming to replace a chatas behema. However, when discussing the carbonis of a yerledes, so the pasuk in Parshas Tazria in Perakid Beis, pasuk vav states that even a yerledes ashir brings two carbonis, as number one, she brings an oilas behema, and number two, that even as a yerledes ashir, she brings a chatas sa'if, and the pasuk then tells us in Mleis Simsi Yodah, they say, and the pasuk teaches us that a yeledes also can bring an oil of yered, and if she is an aniya, she would still bring two karbanos. And number one, she would bring an oil sa'if in place of and instead of the oil behema. And number two, she still would bring the chatas sa'if, just like if she would have been an ashira. And before we begin with the brisa, let us also point out that whenever there is a chiv to bring a chatas sa'if and an oil sa'if, so the Torah mentions the chatas prior to the oila, with one exception, and that is by Yeledes Aniya, and as we saw that the Torah states Echad Oilu Be'echad Chatos and mentions the Oil Saif prior to the Chatos Saif. And let us now see the Braisa. Rabbi Elazar Iman, Rabbi Elazar teaches us that there are three reasons why the Torah mentions the Oil Saif prior to the Chatos Saif by Yeledes Aniya. And as Rabbi Elazar continues, that number one, Kol Mokum Shel Ischal for Chatos Chatos Kredemes, the Kambi Yeledes Shel Ischal for Oila Oila Kredemes. And Rabbi Elazar explains that since by a stated carbon oil v'yered on Ashi would have brought just one carbon, and he would have brought a chatas behima, so the ikka carbon is the chatas. Now that the person that's bringing this carbon is an ani, so the chatas is being replaced by oifais. And since the ikka carbon is the carbon chatas, so the chatas oif takes precedence over the oil saif. However, by yerledes, since if she was an ashira, she would have brought an oil behima as well as the chatas oif. And as Rashi points out, that at this point the Gemara holds that the oil behima would take precedence over the chatas oif, since a behima is more chashuv than an oif. And therefore, the Torah teaches us that now that she's an aniya and the oilus oif is coming to replace the oilus behema, so just like when she was an ashira, the oilus behema took precedence over the chatas oif. So at this point that she's an aniya, her oilus oif takes precedence over her chatas oif. And Rabbi Elazar continues and brings a second reason, as kol makom shebo chayit chatas kredemes v'kan oilu kredemes, that even though we have a klal that a chatas comes before an oila, however that is only when the chatas is baal chayit. However, since the reason that a lettuce is bringing a carbon is because she was tamei, and these karbonos are part of a tire process, and they are not baal achet, therefore the Torah teaches us, and not only does the oilus behema take precedence over the chatas oif when she's an ashira, even when she's an aniya and she's bringing two oifas, the oilus oif will take precedence over the chatas oif, as lemaisa her karbonos are not baal achet, and therefore oilu takes precedence as the oilus kulei kolil, whereas the chatas is not kulei kolil. Finally, Rabbi Elazar brings a third reason as to why by yerledes aniya the oilus oif takes precedence over the chatas oif. And Rabbi Elazar explains, v'chol mokum sheshnayim boim tachas chatas chatas kredemes v'kan oilu kredemes, any time where there's a carbon oilu v'yared and the carbon of the aniya is two carbonos in place of one carbon chatas, so the chatas would come first. However, by yerledes aniya, where one oilu oif is taking the place of one oilu behima, so the oilu oif would take precedence over the chatas oif. And the ma'aser we see from Rabbi Elazar, certainly by an ashira, the oilu behima takes precedence over the chatas oif, and the previous brisa taught us that even a chatas oif takes precedence over oilus behema. Gemara responds, "Amravol in mikra dima kasov." Rav explains that in reality, the chatas oif takes precedence over the oilus oif, even by the yerledes aniya, and even by yerledes ashira, the chatas oif would take precedence over the oilus behema. And even so, by the carbon yerledes ashira, the Torah first mentions the oilus behema, and then mentions the chatas oif. And similarly, by the yerledes aniya, the Torah mentions the oilus oif prior to mentioning the chatas oif. Rabbi Elazar is coming to explain why the Torah used this order, even though in actuality you would bring in the reverse order. And as Rashi states, "L'mikra k'tima kasev shnei nikros be'inyan tchila alba v'idosei chatas kredemes u'chrabar mizeh b'nei av." But in reality, by the yerledes ashira, the chatas oif takes precedence over the oilus behema. And I in the Baam Tesis on Amid diba masel l'mikra k'tima kasev yes and Rashi v'tema ma chiddush u'zeh, and as the shite adds in zil karbe ravu. Therefore, Tesis brings another pshat, and as Tesis states, when Farish Rav Chaim, like Disha Trila, that when the pasuk states the mikra di makasev, Torah is teaching us that when someone's being makdish these birds, she yaktish oila kri mechatas, she be makdish oila soif before the chatas soif. Avol hakriv chatas kri demes, but certainly when he's being makriv these birds, then the chatas soif would take precedence over the oila soif. Ayin sham. The Gemara now continues tashma that how could the brayse have stated that the chatas behema always takes precedence over an oila's behema? We have a brayse that teaches us parim kriim leilim veilim kriim lekvasim and kvasim leseirim. If someone has many animals to bring as karbonos, and the order for bringing the karbonos is based on the size of the animal, therefore the bulls take precedence over rams, rams take precedence over sheep, and sheep take precedence over goats. We continue on daf tzadik on the base, and the Gemara's havmina is mein lav de chag. This brisa must be talking about the musafim that are brought on sukkahs, and as we know that all 7 days of sukkahs, the musafim were brought from Purim, Elim, Kfasim, as well as the Sirizim. As the psukim and Pashas Pinchas tell us, been the first day of sukkahs, we craft them. And these are all kabbonis oilais. And then the pasuk tells us, "Usir izim echad chatos." And every subsequent day of sukkahs, the same kabbonis were brought, aside for the parim that were mismayit vahilech. For example, on the second day of sukkahs, they would only bring 12 parim in place of 13 parim. And ultimately, this brisa tells us that all the kabbonis oilais take precedence over the korban chatos on sukkahs. And of course, this is says to the previous brisa that taught us that a carbon chatas always takes precedence over a carbon oila. However, the Gemara answers, Loi bin Adava, in Chanami, by the carbonis musafim of sukkahs, then certainly the carbon chatas took precedence over the carbon oilais. When this brisa discusses these animals, it's discussing when someone is bringing a carbon oila from these animals. The brisa teaches us that even though all these animals are carbon oilais, the parim would be kaim le'ilim, elim kaim le'kvasim, and kvasim le'seirim. And it seems that Rashi's gurus in the Gemara, v'taimim mai, kodmu parim le'ilim, that at this point that we're saying that they're all kabbonis oilais, why is it that the parim would take precedence over elim? The Gemara explains shekeinis rabim nesachim v'chein elim lekvasim. As Rashi explains that since we know that if someone brings a carbon oila or a carbon shlomim, they also have to bring nesachim. And as Rashi states, par shleisha esreinim v'ayil shnei esreinim v'kevas isarin, that when one brings a carbon from a par, then he has to bring 3 esreinis of flour mixed together with chetzehin of shemen, and he also brings a chetzehin of yayin. While if one brings an aisle, then he only brings 2 estrainers of flour mixed together with 1/3 of a hin of oil and 1/3 of a hin of yayin. And if he brings a keves, then he's only required to bring 1 isarn of flour mixed together with 1/4 of a hin of oil and 1/4 of a hin of wine. The Gemara continues to explain that kvasim l'seirim shekein yisrav ba'alya, and when bringing a carbon oila, so if one brings a lamb, that would take precedence over when one brings a goat. And this is because the keves has a chashivis over a sayer, as the tail of a keves is placed on a mizbeach, whereas the tail of a sayer is not placed on the mizbeach. And Ayin Rashi was bothered that since at this point the Gemara is referring to all these behemoths that are kabbonis oilais, certainly there is no difference between a keves and a sayer, as both animals are kule kolol, both the tail of the keves and the tail of the sayer would be burnt on the mizbeach. And Zok Rashi, v'afagad the hashtub oilu kaimin and shakule kolol, miut sad weeblu mizbeach eshkom beigab shlomim v'chatos. However, we do find benegeya kabbon chatos and benegeya kabbon shlomim, the keves has a ribuy of a worm that goes on the mizbeach, as the aliyah of the keves goes on the mizbeach, and the tail of the sarah doesn't go on the mizbeach. The Gemara continues, Tashma, let's bring another raya against the previous brisa that stated that the carbon chatas always takes precedence over a carbon oila. As the brisa teaches, if a kohen gadol passes incorrectly and is even an isser, then he brings a par kohen mashiach, and that par takes precedence over the par umdel shel tzibor. And as Rashi brings down, before tam bahurius in parak beis on daf yud gimel min aleph, as the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra b'negeda parham dov shel tzibur states, v'hoitzis haparal mechutzal machne v'sarf oisek asher sarf es hapar rishayin chatas akolu. And of course, when the Torah mentions par rishayin, that is referring to the par kohen mashiach, which the Torah already spoke about previously in the same parak. And as Rashi states, therefore we learn rishayin hela par edel l'chol maisav, that the par kohen mashiach takes precedence over the parham dov shel tzibur for all its maisim. And keep in mind that both of these paris were chatais, and therefore certainly there's no question from this part of the brisa. Before we continue with the brisa, let us point out, although when Bezdin makes a mistake and they pass it incorrectly, b'negei or any other aveira, then they bring a parum del shel tzibor. However, if they pass it incorrectly, b'negei avei dezara, then the pasuk teaches us in Pasha Shalach that the Sanhedrin would not bring a parum del shel tzibor, and instead they would bring a par lo'ila v'sara l'chatas. And our brisa now continues that parum del shel tzibor is kain l'par v'diskichavim, that the parum del shel tzibor, which is a korban chatas, takes precedence over the par v'diskichavim. chavim, which is a carbon oila. And just like we previously learned, that a chatas takes precedence over a carbon oila. And the Gemara now continues with its question, as the Brisa now continues and states that the power of Vedis Kechavim, which is a carbon oila, takes precedence over the serve of Vedis Kechavim, which is a carbon chatas. And therefore, the Gemara is bothered, but I forgot the power of Vedis Kechavim oila, usir of Vedis Kechavim chatas, even though the power of Vedis Kechavim is an oila, and the seer of Vedis Kechavim is a chatas. And we see that a carbon oila takes precedence over a carbon chatas. And how could the Brisa have told us that all carbonus chatas take precedence over all carbonus oilais? The Gemara now continues and is bothered, the imresha, that why are you asking a question from the last case of the Brisa, but why don't we bring a raya from the middle case of the Brisa? The Brisa has told us that a parum darosh atzibur, which is a carbon chatas, koinu parviz chavim, takes precedence over the parviz chavim, which is an oila, and therefore we see that carbon chatas takes precedence over carbon oila. However, the Gemara continues, bechad mina, mi'olei karmina, and the chatas kodma, that certainly we had no shayla, that if there's one min, then definitely the chatas comes prior to an oila, therefore the middle case of this Brisa is not a chiddush. Certainly the parum darosh atzibur, which is a carbon chatas, takes precedence over the same min, and would certainly take precedence over parviz chavim, which is a carbon oila. However, ki karmina betray mini, we were only discussing where there are two separate minim and two different types of behemoths, and we see from this brisa the betray minim mi eshkan oila the carbon chatas. And as we saw, that the brisa told us the parviz chavim, which is a carbon oila, takes precedence over the sarviz chavim, which is a carbon chatas. The Gemara continues, Ami Bamarva, that he said a teretz in the west, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, Mishmei the Rabbi Bamari, that chatas of chavim chasa achas lechatas ksiv that in a chenami, although generally a chatas is kredim oila. However, since in the pasuk in Pasha Shlach regarding the Syria of Yisrael states, "V'hoyem me'ine ida nesel shkago v'asu kol ida par ben baka echal oila reich nichoich laHashem u'min chasiv niskoy kamishpat," and then the pasuk states, "Usir izim echal lechatas," and the word lechatas is written chaser and it's written with Aaron Aleph. Therefore, as Tesu Rosh and Mesechtas Harris and Dafyu Gimel Aleph explains that this teaches us the ma'ilas chatazu chaserim ma'ilas shachatoyz, that the ma'ilah of this chatas is less than other chatoyz, and although generally a chatas is kaidim la'ila, therefore, specifically b'negei the case of a halon dov shaltziva by Avedis Kechavim, the parvedis kechavim, which is an oila, takes precedence over the seer Avedis Kechavim, even though it's a carbon chatas. The Gemara continues and brings another explanation, as Ravina Amar and some agos Rava Amar, that in Pasha Shlach, when the Torah speaks about the parvedis kechavim, so kamishbak sibu, the pasuk states, and therefore the Torah is telling us that over here specifically, the carbon oila comes before the carbon chatas. These carbonis have to be brought in the exact order that states in the Torah. As Rashi states, Mashma kamishpat seid mikroi, kach seid avidosai, upar bereshiksiv. The Gemara now continues, Hasha the Hasalachi, that now that we have the Torah of Ravina or of Rava, that the word kamishpat symbolizes that the carbonis should be brought in the order that says in the Torah. So we can now go back to the Gemara's prior question. As the Gemara asked the question from the Brisa that states, Parim kodim le'ilum, be'ilum kodim le'kvasim, and kvasim le'sirim, and the Gemara's havmina was, that's talking about the musfei achag, and the Gemara was bothered that we see that all the kabbonis oilis of sukkahs take precedence over the korban chatas of sukkahs. Previously, the Gemara stated, loy dinadava, that the Brisa is speaking about someone that was bringing all these different animals as an adava, and they were all kabbonis oilis, and then there was a question, which one takes precedence over the other? However, our Gemara now explains that now we have this teretz ravina or rava, so I feel tame parum de chag nami, kamishpatim ksibu, that even if we will say that the Brisa is actually discussing the parum ilum kfasim and seirim of sukkahs, and the Brisa actually teaches us that the kabbonis ilus of sukkahs take precedence over the korban chatas of sukkahs, that's because the gzeiras hakasov has been negated the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth days of sukkahs, the pasuk states kamishpat, and been negated the seventh day, the pasuk states kamishpatam. Therefore, there's a special gzeiras hakasov that teaches us that the order of these kabbonis should be exactly as it's mentioned in the pasuk, and the psukim specifically speak about the parim ilim and kfasim, which are ilais, prior to mentioning the seir chatas echad, and therefore specifically b'negei the kabbonis of chag, all the kabbonis ilais take precedence over the korban chatas. And keep in mind that this would only apply to sukkahs. However, b'negei the other yom tovim, then the korban chatas would take precedence over the korban ilais. Before we continue, let us point out that we learned in our mishnah that the korban ilus behima would take precedence over ma'aser behima as an ilus kulei kolol. And we also saw a ma'isa kodim le'ifais mepleishu zevach v'yish be'kotcher kotchim doma ve'imurav. However, we also learned in the Brisa that a chatas o'if would take precedence over an oilus behema. And based on these kolim, let us see our Gemara, as the Gemara has a shayli, ba'ilu, chatas o'if o'ilus behema, ma'isa izu men kodim. If one has a chatas Oif, as well as Oilus Behima and Maisa, which one would take precedence? The Gemara explains the Shaila as Tiktum Chatzis Oif, as if you would say that Chatzis Oif would come first, as we learned in the Brisa that Chatzis Oif comes before an Oilus Behima, but Ikum Maisa the Kanula, but we already learned in our Mishnah that Maisa Behima takes precedence over all Oifis, therefore the Maisa Behima should take precedence over the Chatzis Oif and lick the Maisa, and if you will say that Maisa Behima should be the first carbon to root, but Ikum Oilus Behima the Kanula, but we know that Oilus Behima takes precedence over Maisa Behima as it's Kule Kol. If you will say Tiktum Oilus Behima, that the Oilus Behima should be the first carbon that is brought, however, Ikum Chatzis Oif the Kanula, but we know from the Brisa that the Chatzis Oif takes precedence over Oilus Behima. Therefore, we have a shaila as to which one of these carbonas should be brought first, and the Gemara explains Hacha Degimu Min Zevach Odev, and over here in Bubble they explain that since Maisa Behima is a Min Zevach, therefore that should be the first carbon that is brought, and after we bring the Maisa Behima, then we'll bring the Chatzis Oif, and finally once we brought the Chatzis Oif, then we could bring the Oilus Behima, and Rashi is bothered that Oilus Behima is also a Min Zevach, and why wouldn't we say that the Oilu takes precedence over the Chatzis Oif? However, Rashi explains the Oilus Behima like Matzi Kodmel Chatzis Oif being Xeris HaKosov. Now the Maisa we had a Binyan Av and Xeris HaKosov that taught us that the Chatzis Behima takes precedence over an Oilus Behima, and the Gemara continues B'merova Amri, that in the West, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, they argued under Bnei Bavel, and they stated Ayla Ba Oilus Behima B'Chatzis Oif Vag Basel Maisa, and as Rashi explains that our Gemara Shaila was specifically B'negeya Yoledes Ashira, as we previously mentioned, a Yoledes Ashira has a chiyuv to bring a Chatzis Oif and Oilus Behima, and this Yoledes also brought Maisa Behima to the Beis Hamikdash to be brought as a carbon, and therefore in Eretz Yisrael explained that since this woman is bringing a pair of carbonis, which is the Chatzis Oif and Oilus Behima at one time, as we already learned, that Oilus Behima certainly takes precedence over Maisa because it's Kulei Kolel. Therefore, the fact that the Chatzis Oif is coming together with the Oilus Behima increases the Chashivas of the Chatzis Oif, and it goes together with the Oilus Behima, and therefore, although generally Maisa Behima takes precedence over Oifis, but in this specific case, the proper order would be that the Chatzis Oif and the Oilus Behima would come first, and surely since it's Xeris HaKosov that the Chatzis Oif takes precedence over Oilus Behima, therefore the proper order would be that the Chatzis Oif comes first, and then the Oilus Behima, and only after those Kabbalahs would we bring Maisa Behima, and we will stop over here.